Wisconsin. This is Kristen Bry. I'm here with a death metal savant.
Yeah, that was Mastodon. That's Mastodon right there. Everyone should put Mastodon in their life.
How many mosh pits have you been in
your
life?
None. I am a guitar player, and I always went to the concerts to watch the guitar players play. Even from a very young age, the idea of walking into a group of people and saying, hey, I want to be heard on purpose, never appealed. Still doesn't.
Although I've been told that mosh pits are actually, if you know what you're doing, there's a lot of trust that goes into
yes.
the actual
yes. it depends
safety
on,
of it and the taking care of each other nature
yeah.
of it.
I think
I've never
it also,
been in one, so I don't know.
I think it has to do a lot with the kind of music you're listening to. There are definitely like the old day New York hardcore music where it was about beating each other up and like knocking people on the ground. But I always felt like in the metal community, the heavy metal community, there was this sense of like, hey, someone's down, pick them up, mm-hmm. be good, be nice to each other. You know, we are hitting each other, like bumping into each other. But this isn't about like hurting someone physically. It's about having fun. But still, it's never my thing. I'm like, I want to watch Kerry King play this solo to Raining Blood. That's what I want to watch.
I don't know who that is. Sorry.
Okay, get knowledgeable. Sheesh.
I will say one more thing about mosh pits. Have you watched Trainwreck, the three-part documentary on Woodstock 99?
Is that the new one?
The new one.
I haven't watched it. I can only handle so many Woodstock documentaries in a year.
Wait, what other Woodstock
documentaries? There's one on HBO Max as well.
About 99?
Yeah, there's two of
them. Why do they do these competing documentaries? There was like both the Firefest, and which is funny because Firefest, what I now realize, because I was a little too young to realize how much of a literal train wreck Woodstock 99 was.
Yeah.
And I almost tweeted out, I was like, oh, so Firefest was just like Woodstock 99 light.
Well, Woodstock happened.
That's true. One actually happened. But wow. I mean, but that, like, looking at the footage of those mosh pits, that I don't think they were actually taking care of each other then.
No, it's
a little more dangerous.
We could do a whole segment about that. But
that was...
It actually, yeah. No.
Were you at the age when was there a part of you that wanted to go when they first announced it?
To Woodstock 99?
Were you like a teenager?
No.
Teenager then?
No, I was like, no, I was...
How old are you? I don't know.
I'm an old man.
You're not that old.
I've seen things.
Were you in college? How old are you at 99?
I was 21 going on 22.
So you were just finishing college.
I was just, I had just dropped out of college.
Got it. Okay.
I've seen things, Kristen. I've seen things. But yeah, I had no, I don't like big festivals. That's not my thing. I don't like being around that many people.
Never did.
No, it's never been my thing. It just feels very claustrophobic and weird. And I'm always afraid I'm going to lose the people I'm with. And especially in those days, maybe I had a cell phone at that point, but it was Sprint. The plan wasn't great. So
speaking of, how do you feel about being at political rallies then?
Love them.
Do you?
Oh God. Yeah.
So big crowds at music festivals. No.
Yeah.
But political rallies.
Oh gosh.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been to plenty of those. They're fun. Okay. And honestly, I mean, if it's for a candidate I love, I'm energized. I'm feeling good. It's wonderful. I can get emotional watching it. I mean, I stood like 20 feet from Michelle Obama and watched her speak, and I'm like, why can't you just be the president of the world? But like, I can also go to a Trump rally and just be like, this is high comedy, right?
So you've been to a Trump rally?
No, I've never been to one because no.
You feel like, I mean, I think you could probably fit in there. Like, with
of course
the red,
I would.
Throw a red hat on you.
Of
and
course
you like
I would. I am the perfect spy. I just go in there and just feed pieces of information. They'd be like, "You're like the big steal, and it was the election was stolen." Yeah, but you know what's great? Universal health care. Oh my gosh, it's great. You know what's great? You know what else is great? I think it was great. Just taking care of our vets.
Don't you think?
I think. Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, the king of going to Trump rallies.
Oh yeah.
I think besides the people who go to travel the country just to go to them sincerely.
They're sad, but
is Jordan Klepper.
Yeah. I mean,
comedian extraordinaire. He's had his own show for a little while on Comedy Central, but now he's still kind of the correspondent that goes to Trump rallies
yeah.
for the Daily Show.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't assume, wouldn't have assumed that he would have come to Waukesha last week, but he did. And the video is out mm-hmm. of his time spent right down the street, as we're recording right now in downtown Waukesha. Yep.
My hometown.
Yeah, I forgot that you're from the Shaw.
The Shaw was, yeah, the
raised Shaw. In the Shaw.
Yep.
But he came, and at this point, I also think it's interesting because he's been doing this basically since 2015.
Yeah.
And the fact that these videos go somewhat viral, they get shared a bunch. Mm-hmm. And he's also, similar to you, doesn't really blend in. He looks like he's like a 6'4 blonde guy that adds another 2 inches with his hair because he spikes it up so high. So he's a recognizable person at this point. Yeah. And yet he still gets these people to trust him enough to talk to him that they sign waivers that they will be on camera having a conversation with him, even though this is absolutely set up to be a gotcha and he's going to make you look stupid, and people still do it. And we're not going to play the whole thing because it's like 6 or 7 minutes long, but we grabbed a couple of the lines from his time spent in Wisconsin.
I had hoped this crowd would want to keep discussing real issues and not get distracted by conspiracies, but people had some thoughts.
I'm not going to be a conspiracist or anything like that, but I just watched a movie last week with Robin Williams in it. It was called
Man of the Year.
And guess what? They had election fraud back then. The machines, they were switching to doing it electronically, and they were counting wrong.
Is this a documentary?
No, it's just a movie.
Are there any lessons we can take from Mork and Mindy?
No.
There's a huge push for normalizing pedophilia.
How do they normalize it? Are they making pedophiles look cool?
Well, if you go online, there's a whole list of pedophile symbols.
Really?
Yes. They're like circular symbols. There's a lot of triangles. There's colors. A lot of them are in pizza. Pizza related, like ping pong pizza, for example, in DC.
That's a pedophile pizza.
Yes.
What if I order a pizza? What images should I be on the lookout for? A triangle would mean
with a circle.
Pedophile made that pizza.
Yep.
Clarify who's still alive. Bin
JFK
Laden?
JFK Jr. is still alive.
JFK Jr. is still alive.
Yes. Yeah. So I think JFK Jr. is going to try and expose globalists because they killed his father.
I thought he was a magazine magnate who lived in New York.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You know what the best part of that whole clip is? Is later on towards the end, he walks up to a
pizza stand.
A pizza stand, and he goes, "I don't want this." And the guy actually goes, "Oh, you're anti triangles." I'm like, "What? You are like a crackpot pizza maker who gets the lingo? What? What is going on?" I mean, if you go to places around Wisconsin, you can get your pieces in squares, and that's the
I do prefer squares.
And then it turns into like almost an appetizer, and then I'm eating the whole thing.
Like a flatbread?
Yeah, exactly. Flatbread, just more expensive pizza. Your bougie pizza. But
not
flatbread
unless there's goat cheese on it. Pine nuts.
Wow, someone went to private school. I think that Jordan Klepper is I don't like to throw the word genius around, but what he does, he's so good at it. And I think he's just such a great improviser.
Is that what it is?
I think it's one, he's such a great improviser. Well, there's a couple things. First of all, he's well read. He knows what's going on in the world, so he can pull out these little facts and kind of throw them in their faces, but in a way that's never like, he doesn't do like the, well, what about? He's just like, you know, just throws it out. And then people like the whole thing with JFK being a magazine magnate who lives in New York. I mean, that's just a fact. That's just what was. There's no denying that. There's literal proof in those issues. But I think when it comes down to it, those individuals he's been interviewing now for 5, 6, 7 years now, I think in their head they think they're smarter than everyone else. So the reason why they get on camera is they think they're going to outsmart him. And they know the information that's in their head, they've heard from things like Robin Williams movies and YouTube documentaries. So they're smart. They are smart. And they're going to show that liberal Jordan Klepper that Bin Laden is alive, JFK Jr. is alive, and pizza triangles are the food of the devil.
Or at least of pedophiles.
I didn't want to say it on air, but that's a harsh word lately. I don't know why. I'm like, oh, this sounds...
It's getting thrown around a lot.
That word has... Yeah, you go to any open mic, oh, God. That word's got a lot of stank on it.
Ooh. But I think it's... you know, it's one of those things as a comedian, as some... Now, you being a comedian... I'm a radio host somewhere in a comedian. I haven't been on stage with a mic in my hand in a very long time.
I invite you every week.
I know. But is that something you can even work towards of his ability to be that quick on his feet, that, because there is something that he does where he's saying it in a tone where he's almost agreeing with what they're saying, even though the words coming out of his mouth are pointing to the hypocrisy of what they're saying. And it's interesting to me because that is something that I feel like I absolutely strive for, right? And on the flip side of that, same show, different performer is Trevor Noah. If you've ever watched him just talk off the cuff at the commercial break, yeah, when someone asks him a question and he speaks in full paragraphs, mm-hmm, like he's had it prepared for a month.
Yeah, I think that
that's just comes out of his brain and out of his tongue as eloquently as it does. And it's for these guys, is it something that you have to work at, or is that just something that you're born with?
I think that the innate ability to do what they do, there's a certain, it's, I think it's like any athlete who's born with a certain amount of natural talent, and then you have to hone it with the training.
Like an elongated Achilles? She's just born with that. You can't.
I don't know. Maybe it's Maybelline. I have no idea. But like, I think that you have a certain, you have a certain way of working words, and you have a certain way of performing. You have that natural sense of being funny and just thinking things off your head. And then you train to do it. Like, you know, Jordan Klepper's been through years of improv training, years of acting training, and the fact that he's this good is wonderful, but it's not surprising because he has all the tools in his toolbox. There's another group called the Good Liars, do similarly the same thing. They go to rallies, they go to everything, and he interviews them, and he's very dry, very acerbic, asks questions. When he gets answers, he'll just fire back with something very it kind of throws their logic back in their face, but he does it without like making fun of them. He does it without like saying gotcha. So those individuals, I think, you know, they're just, you know, they have a natural talent, but they've just also learned how to work that talent into something very specific. And I mean, if there were 50 Jordan Kleppers, I'd be happy, because I love watching that. It's my favorite thing to watch on The Daily Show. And Trevor Noah, those between the takes, between the commercial breaks, and then his interviews, I love watching. Yeah. Those, I feel like he should be the new Dick Cavett. Like, Dick Cavett's not dead. I love Dick Cavett. It's a very old reference for all our youngsters listening right now.
I don't know.
But
who that is.
You know what? You know what, Kristen? Put down your goat cheese flatbread for a moment. Get on the YouTubes and look up Dick Cavett, who is a national treasure. He has interviewed everyone from Castro to Muhammad Ali to, have you ever heard of John Lennon?
I have.
John Lennon.
I do know that one.
And a lady named Yoko Ono. So he is an interviewer. He would do these shows where he would just literally sit and talk for an hour with these individuals. And you think about it in the context of today's world, you can't, and this is prime time, like 8 o'clock on a Thursday, I'm going to watch Dick Cavett talk to a person for an hour and have a conversation. And he's a comedian, and he would throw these jokes in there. And there was always some certain sense of discomfort with his, like he'd try to throw a joke, and if the person didn't catch it or didn't like it, he'd be like, okay, well, I'm just going to move on. But Dick Cavett's one of the best interviewers ever. And I think Trevor Noah, I don't want to say he shouldn't be doing The Daily Show, but I think he could also do another show where he simply just interviewed people.
Like that segment of his show is too short.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And one of the things I think is interesting, especially about the Good Liars, Jordan Klepper, and I'm saying this with the caveat of knowing that when it happens on the flip side, I might just not find it funny. Mm-hmm. But I, every once in a while, will come across a video of someone who is from a right-leaning, like a PragerU or Breitbart or Daily B. It's a Daily Caller or Daily Wire?
I think it's the Daily Wire.
Daily Wire is Ben Shapiro's thing, right?
Yep.
And, you know, and they'll do a similar thing where they show up at a college campus or somewhere where there's a lot of liberals together. And it's, you know, they point out, they still find hypocrisy or whatever, but it's just not as funny.
No, there's a lot of videos talking about this too.
And why? And I just, it's like, is it because people on, like, right-wing pundits are, and, like, comedians in general, like, there's not a ton of right-wing comedians who have political satire that is funny. Like, even if they are personally, like, they have their comedy and their personal beliefs are more right.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily infused into their act. Unless you know some people that you think are funny, even though you don't agree with them politically, and
we could talk about this in the next segment, because I have words.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We will keep you hanging for Greg's words on right-wing comedy.
Wow.
That goes Wisconsin with Chris and Brian. We'll be right back.